changed. Somewhere along the summer, the things that once didn't matter now did. Besides, with all that I had going on, it didn't seem right that I was focusing on material things. We didn't even have money to bury my brother. My mother had reminded Yancey, York, and me about that over and over again. Getting new school clothes was totally out of the question. Actually, it was cool for boys to wear stuff a little roughed up. But when I looked around and saw all the girls looking fly, I hated me. My jeans that were purchased in the 6th grade and the hand-me-down tennis shoes that my brothers used to sport were a mess. Also, the braids I got before school let out last May were still in my head. I didn't look cute, and I didn't feel cute. In fact, everybody that looked at me with their disapproving expressions let me know that I was not cute. I can't believe she's coming on the first day of school looking like that, a popular girl named Perlicia said to her girlfriend, Asia. I know, they live in Jefferson Projects, but even if she went to the dollar store, she would look better than she does right now. Both of them just laughed. I always found females to be so fake and phony. So hanging with my brothers and Myrick was enough for me. We always said what we felt and moved on after releasing any tension. We never held grudges, and we were just there for one another. Perlicia and Asia had fallen out of their friendship so many times that I didn't have enough fingers to count them. A part of me wanted to turn around and slap them in their faces, but what good would that do for me ending up in trouble on the first day of school? None. Both of them needed to go study somewhere. They were enrolled in remedial English. Not that there was anything wrong with that. Myrick and York were going to be in the same class. However, why laugh at somebody when you have shortcomings too? I hated that people could be so cruel. Why did they have to add insult to injury and make me the laughingstock of our hall? It went from one group of girls whispering about me to another one getting started. Though I never stared anyone in the face, I could feel them staring at me. Their laughter was getting on my nerves, too. All the talk just wore me down. As tough as I had always been, standing up to anyone who ever confronted me, at that moment, I just couldn't take it. I dashed off to the closest girls' bathroom I could find, went into an empty stall, locked the door, and bawled. I prayed. I hate my life. You're supposed to be up there protecting me, making everything better. Why is it so hard?